This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm a war president. I make decisions here in the Oval Office in foreign policy matters with war on my mind. And again, I wish it wasn't true, but it is true.
President Bush made those remarks last week on NBC's Meet the Press. Mr. Bush may indeed be a war president at this moment, but Slate's Timothy Noah says that title might not be appropriate much longer. Here is Tim's opinion piece.
A Norwegian legislator named Jan Simonsen created headlines late last month by nominating President George W. Bush and British Prime Minister Tony Blair for the Nobel Peace Prize. Even to supporters of the Iraq War, this is a patently ridiculous idea. If the Norwegian Nobel Institute had a war prize, Mr. Bush and Mr. Blair would be strong contenders. But President Bush in particular is nobody's idea of a dove. Perhaps, though, he should be. Not because the president necessarily wants to avoid military conflict, but rather because circumstances Mr. Bush himself created, and in all likelihood doesn't yet fully appreciate, will likely restrain him from launching any new full-scale wars, even if he wins a second term. Simply put, the president doesn't have the troops, he doesn't have the money, and he doesn't have the credibility. Let's take these one at a time. Troops. In the current Atlantic Monthly, James Fallows writes that it's only a slight exaggeration to say that the entire U.S. military is either in Iraq, returning from Iraq, or getting ready to go. In a recent paper for the Army War College, Jeffrey Record, visiting research professor at the Strategic Studies Institute, wrote, quote, "Unanticipated U.S. ground force requirements in post-war Iraq have stressed the U.S. Army to the breaking point," unquote. You can't fight a war without soldiers. Money. The Bush White House's own calculations put the deficit at $521 billion by the end of this fiscal year. More than half of that shortfall can be attributed to the combined effect of the Bush tax cuts, which will cost the Treasury $293 billion during this calendar year. This annual cost of the tax cuts will increase further if Congress goes along with President Bush's request to make them permanent. You can't fight a war without money. Credibility. President Bush justified the Iraq conflict, in part, by stating that Saddam Hussein had chemical and biological weapons and was very close to having nuclear weapons. We all know how those claims turned out. At the moment, it's difficult to say how much of the blame for this miscalculation rests with the intelligence community and how much with the Bush administration. But at the very least, we know the president warned us of Iraq trying to acquire nuclear material from Africa when the intelligence community had serious doubts about that claim. You can't fight a war without credibility. Not for long, anyway. All told, George W. Bush has probably done more to promote the cause of peace than any president since Lyndon Johnson, progenitor of the Vietnam Syndrome. Mr. Bush may not deserve the Nobel Peace Prize, but the Quakers should put up a statue of him.
Opinion from Timothy Noah. He writes the Chatterbox column for Slate.